Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 81 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to a spokesman for the House Oversight Committee, Chairman James Comer says he plans to subpoena longtime Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell as expeditiously as possible. Earlier today, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said he hoped to meet with Maxwell soon in prison. ABC's Catherine Falders with more.
We expect this visit to happen in the coming days. She is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence in a federal correction institute in Tallahassee, Florida. So we would expect that the Deputy Attorney General would travel down there to meet with her. I would assume that her lawyer obviously will also be present for that meeting. And the Deputy Attorney General also released a statement saying that they're going to figure out what she has to say and what she wants to tell them.
The UN says humanitarian aid in Gaza is so scarce that people are collapsing on the streets from hunger. Mixed profit reports from both Coca-Cola and GM. Wall Street holding steady at its near record highs. This is ABC News. Animal shelters are being pushed to the brink. Some are no longer accepting dogs and cats because they simply have too many. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on some of the reasons why.
New York's largest animal shelter has now suspended the intake of pets. Officials say one-third of the cases where animals are being surrendered can be blamed on the pet owner facing housing insecurity. In Baltimore, Abby Isaacs says her shelter has taken in 300 more cats and 150 more dogs compared to the same time last year.
We are intaking way more pets than we have the capacity to hold.
One major factor, the increasing cost of caring for animals these days. And in California, shelters say immigration raids are adding to the crisis.
Coca-Cola has used high fructose corn syrup in its products since the 80s, but now says it will add a real cane sugar version of its trademark Coke to its lineup this fall. President Trump had said he wanted them to do that. Coke says it appreciates the president's enthusiasm for the brand. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. With hazy sunshine, it's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for clouds mixed with peaks of sunshine, warm and humid with a high of 86. Tonight, warm and sticky, a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, and patchy fog with a low of 74. Then tomorrow, a slight chance of showers early, partly cloudy, hot, and very humid. Heat index could be reaching 100 to 105 tomorrow afternoon. At the high tomorrow, temperature-wise, 94. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 65, it's 81 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A UW-Milwaukee project to track down race-based clauses and deeds has lost federal funding. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a decision by the Trump administration to cut off funding on diversity research has killed funding for professors Ann Bonds and Derek Hanley. The pair were mapping out deeds in the Milwaukee area that still carry illegal race-based covenants, preventing Black Americans and other ethnicities from buying property. Those covenants were common in the Milwaukee suburbs. Several staff members had to be laid off from the project, but Bonds and Hanley say they will find funding in other places to continue the work. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce Dr. Amy Roberts, Family Medicine, will begin work in August. She will become the lead physician for local nursing homes, but will also have a primary care practice for all ages, infant to adult. Roberts is a Minnesota native who previously practiced in northern Wisconsin, but more recently worked in Montana before discerning a call to return to the Midwest. Roberts completed her undergraduate degree at University of Minnesota, then earned her doctorate from University of Minnesota Medical School, Minneapolis. Dr. Amy Roberts will begin seeing patients in August. Call now for an appointment and help welcome her to the community. The Milwaukee area is a prime spot for college graduates looking for work. A study from payroll services provider ADP says Milwaukee is the best Midwestern city and second best in the country behind Raleigh, North Carolina, for grads seeking employment. The report considers wage and hiring rates, as well as affordability for those in their 20s to determine the survey's rankings. Companies in the Milwaukee area adding a significant number of jobs include Northwestern Mutual, Milwaukee Tool, and Eli Lilly. Months after emerging victorious in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Justice-elect Susan Crawford is finally set to be sworn in. Crawford will officially take her seat on the court for a 10-year term on August 1st, with a ceremony in the state Capitol Rotunda at 4:30. State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy for the 2026 election. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare lizard, which may result from the ATC Grid Forward Central Wisconsin Soil Boring Project in Columbia, Marquette, and Ouachita counties. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. ATC's project proposes to complete soil borings at certain proposed structure locations to inform and confirm the foundation types to be utilized for the rebuild. The investigative soil bore activity also includes approximately 10-foot-wide off-row access routes that occur along existing paths or driveways or along two-track paths through open fields or grassland areas. The existing row is regularly maintained to control woody vegetation encroachment. However, minimal clearing of saplings and shrubs may be needed at bore locations and along the off-row access routes. The presence of the state endangered slender glass lizard is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some lizards. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state. The whole plant animal community of which it is a part, or the habitat that is critical to its existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the slender glass lizard are available on the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the slender glass lizard by August 1st to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Care of Stacy Rowe, DNR Conservation Biologist, 2514 Morse Street, Janesville, 53545, or stacy.rowe@wisconsin.gov, or by calling 608-228-9796. The Richland County Sheriff's Department responded to a UTV crash Saturday afternoon. At approximately 1:50, Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash on Dayton Ridge Road just outside of Boaz. The incident involved three juveniles. Upon arrival, emergency personnel found that the UTV had left the roadway and collided with a tree. The driver sustained a leg injury and was transported to the Richland Hospital for treatment. The two passengers were released to their parents at the scene. Search efforts are intensifying for a missing La Crosse woman. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen Sunday morning walking on the 500 block of Front Street South. La Crosse police are asking for the public's help in finding her. On Monday, search operations included drones by air, dive teams by water, and emergency responders by land in the area she was last seen. Hines is 5'4" and weighs about 120 pounds and was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and jean shorts. Anyone with information is asked to call the La Crosse Police Department. A 17-year-old Oneida girl has been taken into custody following a shooting at a Pulaski park. This is in addition to a 19-year-old who was also arrested in the incident. Around 10:30 Friday night, officers were called to Memorial Park for a report of shots fired, a physical altercation, and a person armed with a knife. Upon arrival, officers found an 18-year-old Green Bay man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital. A handgun and a knife were recovered at the scene. Police are recommending charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, injury by negligent use of weapon, and disorderly conduct against the 19-year-old. The 17-year-old faces charges of substantial battery, strangulation and suffocation, and disorderly conduct. Further charges may be filed. A third person has been charged in connection with the kidnapping of a Milwaukee boy earlier this month. Online court records show 38-year-old Fabian Johnson is charged with being a party to kidnapping. Police accused Johnson of being part of an attempt to ransom a 7-year-old boy to the child's mother, who is an alleged drug dealer. Johnson and two other people allegedly pulled the boy into a van at gunpoint and drove off. The child was found safely the next day. The two other people accused in the case, 25-year-old Corey Williams and an unidentified 14-year-old accomplice, have already been charged. Shawnee County authorities are looking for an armed and dangerous man linked to burglaries involving firearms. 37-year-old Michael Thorson has a felony probation warrant and is wanted in connection with multiple recent vehicle thefts and burglaries across Shawnee and Marathon counties. A stolen vehicle believed to be operated by Thorson was recovered Sunday afternoon in the Stockbridge-Muncie area, but despite extensive efforts, law enforcement was unable to locate him. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, do not approach him. Immediately contact the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office or your local law enforcement agency. A Madison woman is arrested for animal neglect after the discovery of multiple deceased dogs at her home. Madison police report the 39-year-old woman was arrested Friday on 14 counts of mistreatment of animals. Police say an animal neglect investigation on the city's southwest side found 6 dead dogs and 14 others that were malnourished but alive. All of the animals were removed from the home. Officers described the home's condition as horrendous. The woman has not been identified pending formal charges. A hungry thief steals from a Milwaukee gas station. Fox 6 reports that a man walked into a gas station on the city's northwest side and without hesitation took the rack of bagged snacks that was placed next to the door. He then walked outside with the entire rack and placed it on an SUV before driving off. The entire incident was caught on the gas station's surveillance cameras. Employees at the gas station say they filed a police report but haven't heard from Milwaukee police. It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1216. Thursday is T-shirt day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's 82 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. Walk with Grace teams are reminded that this Thursday is T-shirt pickup day. You will be able to pick up your shirts for this year's Walk with Grace at the Grace office from 11 to 6. If team captains are not able to pick team shirts, please see if another team member is able. For those of you that might owe some money for T-shirts, please plan to bring along the money needed. Teams that still have unsold calendar raffle tickets are also asked to please turn in as many unsold tickets as possible. There are teams that are still selling more and all tickets are out. There are no tickets at the Grace office. Please don't wait until Captain's Night to turn in unsold tickets. Also, please turn in sold raffle tickets for the car or calendar raffle as soon as possible so that as many as possible can be tracked prior to Captain's Night. Lastly, the Walk with Grace Committee is trying to gather information on team plaques that teams have from previous years. Previous teams can help update files by letting the committee know how many open plate spots you have on your plaque. Each plaque was originally designed to be able to add up to 6 plates before needing a new plaque. Can you please let them know when you pick up your shirts, how many open or available spaces you have on your plaque, so that it can be added to the spreadsheet for future knowledge? If you will be needing a new plaque this year because yours is filled up, let them know that as well. 113 takeoffs and landings an hour. That's how busy EAA Air Venture was in 2024. Aviation enthusiasts from around the world began arriving this weekend, and yesterday marked the official opening of EAA Air Venture 2025. The week-long fly-in convention is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes a $257 million economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region, including Winnebago, Outagamie, Brown, Calumet, and Fond du Lac counties, and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for more information. Enjoy an evening of speakers, music, and prayer at Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The idea for Celebration for Jesus was thought of years ago. Bob Maglin is an organizer of the event.
It started a number of years ago by a man by the name of Rudy Rote, who is a very great organizer and really dedicated to Jesus Christ. And back in the late 90s, he began taking church walks with church congregations. And they were living up in Holman at the time, and they walked around various places in that Holman area praying. And then in 2021, he decided he was going to try something new, and he had a celebration for Jesus in Holman. And then further in 21, he decided that he would have a prayer walk in his hometown, which is Hillsboro. And then in 2022, he decided that maybe we ought to try another celebration for Jesus. And in 2023, we had a celebration for Jesus that was held at the Burr Ridge outside of Hillsboro. And there were about 300 people that came to that.
Celebration for Jesus is an ecumenical gathering that will feature musicians, all for him, from the Sparta area and various speakers.
Tom Hotek is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro, and he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years, and he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
No money will be collected at the event. All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The Community Players summer musical Little Shop of Horrors opens this weekend. Director Cameron Cormican and the cast and crew have worked all summer long to make this a show worth seeing.
It's fun at the same time. I've got a really great crew, both backstage and onstage, to work with, a lot of talents. So overall, very rewarding experience, yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986.
Honestly, when I first saw it in the theater, I walked in afraid I was going to like end up with nightmares. I was 10. But I was absolutely enchanted by the entire show. The whole vibe of it. The music is amazing. And everything about it. Just, I fell in love. And when I started getting involved in acting, especially when I started thinking about, you know, being a director, I knew eventually this was one of the shows I wanted to eventually direct.
While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Glenn Dunn plays the part of Mr. Mushnick and is the assistant director.
So it's a little more difficult when you're an actor as well as being a director because you can't really see what everybody else is doing, like next to you and a little further away from where you're standing. So you can't really critique things as well. But it is kind of interesting. And being the role as Mr. Mushnick, I get to talk like a New York guy. So this will be my voice on stage when I do that. So I kind of have a little knack for accents. So when Cam wanted somebody to do a New York accent and help teach the rest of the cast how to talk like this, he came to me. Go figure.
At center stage of the show is Audrey II, a huge green plant that is perhaps one of the most memorable characters in Broadway history.
Mr. Mushnick is a flower shop owner. Unfortunately, the flower shop is on Skid Row. Son of a poor area. There's bums on the street. There's winos everywhere. It's just not a nice part of town. And so therefore, he's not making any money. He's barely scraping by. But he took in Seymour and Audrey, the two other characters that are in the play, and he has them working at his shop to sort of provide for them. He kind of considers them his children, but it's kind of a dysfunctional family, but it's still a family.
In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for July 25th through 27th and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Those wishing to order the 2025 t-shirts are reminded the deadline to order is this Friday at midnight. It is also the deadline for the run, walk, bike, and pickleball registrations and the pickleball tournament if you want a t-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form. You may still send in a registration for the run, walk, bike after July 25th or register at the park on August 17th, but t-shirts will not be available. August 10th is the deadline for the pickleball tournament, but there will be no t-shirts after July 25th. September 1st is the deadline for the For Pete's Sake golf outing on September 19th at the House on the Rock Resort. Silent auction items are still needed. For more information about the golf outing or the silent auction, contact Jeannie McCarville at jmccarville@forpetesake.com. For more information on all events at the Day in the Park, check online at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite you to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day and help search for invasives across the state on Saturday, August 9th from 8:30 to 12:30. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals that may threaten the state's wildlife and water ecosystems. This is a hands-on, community-driven approach to science, allowing volunteers to directly contribute to preserving Wisconsin's water health. On Snapshot Day, volunteers gather at the local training sites hosted by community conservation partners and learn how to identify aquatic invasive species and follow search protocols. Participants will then visit designated monitoring sites to search for invasive species. Any invasives found will be cataloged, supporting the DNR's efforts to control and manage the spread of these species. Register online by Friday, August 8th to participate in Snapshot Day and help protect the lakes and rivers in your community. All ages are welcome to help search for invasive species, but the event is recommended for ages 8 and up. An adult must accompany all minors. The sound of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 20th, as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Fest masters Pete and Rebecca Edinger will open the festivities by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Baraboo Wisconsin Beer Choir to start singing. They're the opening act for Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 to 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7, as this year's headline act, Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro, prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission buttons cost $10 in advance at the Chamber's Visitor Center in West Baraboo. Admission will be $12 on the day of the event. For more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its third annual military couples retreat, Operation Reconnect, Friday through Sunday, October 17th through 19th. The High Ground will welcome five couple veterans and their spouses or partners, regardless of where they are in their relationship journey, to participate in a weekend of interactive and insightful activities. This unique retreat is designed to deepen connections and offer a supportive homefront approach. Operation Reconnect is thoughtfully designed to create a safe, calm environment where couples can share openly and feel supported. For partners who experience active duty and deployments alongside their veterans, they witness the transitions as they unfold. For couples who meet after service, those experiences can feel distant until the impact surfaces unexpectedly. Throughout the weekend, couples will engage in enriching exercises led by peer support facilitators and subject matter experts. These sessions are designed to cultivate friendship, boost affection, enhance communication, and provide space for couples to learn and grow together. Advance retreat reservation is required by October 1st. Upon reservation, lodging arrangements will be made, and a $50 reservation fee is required. This fee will be refunded upon the couple's arrival at the retreat. All lodging, meals, and materials are provided. However, transportation to and from the retreat is the responsibility of the participants. For more information or to reserve your spot, contact Bonnie at 715-743-4224 or email donations@thehighground.org. The Muscadet Blue River Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle winners of $200 each on Sunday were Brady Goplin of Muscadet on ticket number 184 and Andrew Nelson of Blue River on ticket number 169. It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 12:33. Today's vital statistics are next.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 82 degrees on this Tuesday afternoon, July 22nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Allen is survived by three sisters, Diane Tidrick, Joan Allen Erickson, and Lisa and Carl Hoggard. Brother Eric and Stacy Allen, sister-in-law Rita Allen, nieces and nephews, and many great-nieces and nephews. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Alan and Terry Kasupski, Ryan and Ashley Aris, and Mark and Pam Moran. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, more humid air continues to push in from the southwest. Dew points now approaching 70 in our area, which is typically uncomfortable for many people. And dew points across the state of Iowa already in the mid to upper 70s. Very tropical air. That'll be over the top of us tomorrow. Meanwhile, most of the active weather is going well north of us from the Dakotas up through northern Minnesota with some pockets of showers and storms. They could have some severe weather later this afternoon. That front will edge eastward a little bit and could bring some spotty showers and storms into at least northern Wisconsin tonight. We'll have a chance around here toward daybreak tomorrow as the main warm front moves through. Most of tomorrow, though, should be on the drier side with some sunshine developing, and with that, likely some dangerous heat indices for the afternoon, so keep that in mind. We do expect another hot day Thursday, but a cold front coming in during the midday should bring some more showers and cool us down just a touch. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy to some patchy sunshine, humid and seasonal. The high temperature 83 with southeast wind of 7 to 16. Tonight warm and sticky with a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, low at 74. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers early, partly cloudy, hot, and very humid. High temperature near 94, with heat indices up around 100 to 105 degrees in the afternoon. South to southwest wind 10 to 18. Tomorrow night, warm and humid, 30% chance of showers or storms late, low at 74. On Thursday, variably cloudy, still very muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, high of 87. Friday, mixed skies and humid, maybe a couple of isolated showers, high 86. Saturday, partly sunny and humid, chance of a stray shower or storm, high 88. And Sunday, partly cloudy and hot, high of 92, chance of storms at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a hazy 84 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 83, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today, 84. The record high for this date set in 1965 is 99. The record low, 42, was set in 1941. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 8:34, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:42. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.08. Relative humidity is 75% and no precipitation to report. It is currently a hazy 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A call for a more solid safety net for America's farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Trump mega bill that was passed earlier this month included provisions normally found in the Farm Bill, such as farmer safety net programs and the SNAP program. In the Farm Policy Facts podcast, host Tom Sell offered this.
We've been doing these ad hoc things, but those are inefficient from a farmer's standpoint, right? You can't kind of plan on it. And so Congress has to come in and do kind of more than it ordinarily would. And one of the points I always like to make is making long-term investments in a farm bill, something that a farmer can kind of count on, is better, more efficient use of taxpayer dollars than doing these ad hoc year by year, we got to meet the need, kind of hand-to-mouth disaster programs at the end of the year.
Sell's guest was John Newton, who heads Terrain, a service that provides insights and analysis to customers of four regional farm credit associations.
What really concerns me is when we start to look at 2026. I mean, if you look at University of Missouri's Food Ag Policy Research Institute, their projections for commodity prices next year are flat to lower across the board. And we just saw USDA's projections for input costs in 2026. So you combine any slowdown in dairy margins, any slowdown in cattle prices, and all of a sudden we could see a pretty steep drop in farm income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
This week's heat wave could be a preview of August. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre advantage versus its top competitors across over 24,000 comparisons. Your best year starts with Pioneer. An ag meteorologist says warmer, drier conditions could challenge the U.S. soybean crop during pod fill in mid to late August. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says currently the central and southern plains and the delta are expected to be hit the hardest.
August is typically a drier month. We get a lot more heat and a little less rain. I think you're going to see that evolve as we go forward in time.
But Lerner says the dryness isn't going to be widespread, and the heart of the Midwest will likely see a favorable mix of weather as soybean pods fill. The CEO of CORE says their new $300 million bioindustrial facility in Eddyville, Iowa, will produce a revolutionary plant-based chemical that'll be used to manufacture consumer goods. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more.
John Veldhaus tells Brownfield that Kira is an alternative to fossil-derived sources.
Kira is a building block that goes into a multitude of end products. Think of consumer goods. So one of the easiest to relate to is in stretch fabrics for apparel that we wear.
He says Kira is made from dent corn that's sourced from farmers within a 100-mile radius of the plant.
We hope this technology and technologies like this continues to drive demand for U.S. corn and create new markets.
Veldhaus says the company plans to export Kira to other countries.
We'll be competing against, you know, fossil-derived materials. The largest market today actually comes from a coal-based process in China.
I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
A University of Wisconsin researcher has developed a tool to help growers decide what height to chop corn silage. Dr. Luis Ferraretto says improving fiber quality in corn silage is a trade-off because you give up some yield by cutting higher for quality.
The lower part of the plant has more lignin, so consequently is less digestible. So the goal with shop height is if you increase a little bit the height, you should be able to have better fiber digestibility. You also have more starch because you are diluting those kernels into less plants, so your nutritive value will be higher.
Ferraretto says the spreadsheet tool his team developed allows farmers to put in their field values and current cost per acre and see how different chopping heights affect nutrient value and production costs. The chopping height calculator is being introduced this week at the International Silage Conference in Florida and will be available soon through the University of Wisconsin Extension website and dairy newsletter. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Direct cash cattle trade is off to a quiet start before the week, and cash hogs opened higher. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. All is quiet in cash cattle country today, with bids and asking prices yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until at least Wednesday, or even more likely, later in the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Kingdom City, Missouri, compared to last week, a light offering this week for most part was on a limited test, with 500 to 600-pound steer calves trading mostly steady on comparable weights and quality. 600 to 700 pounds were not tested but sold with firm undertone, and a potload of 758-pound steers and a partload weighing 753 pounds sold with a sharply higher undertone. Heifer calves under 600 pounds sold steady to firm. Over 600 pounds were not tested. The USDA says demand was good on a light supply, with locally overnight heavy to moderate rains within the trading area. Supply included 62% steers, with 50% of the offering over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 605 to 630 pounds, brought 372 to 396, with a weighted average price of $385.03. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 511 to 574 pounds, brought 370 to 390 with an average price of $380.04. Box beef was mixed at midday, choice $1.23 higher at $373.30, and select was $2.32 lower at $347.73. Cash hogs opened sharply higher. Processors continue to monitor the supply of market-ready hogs and average hog weights. While the cash hog market remains in consistent demand, remains relatively the driving force. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are 411 higher, with a base range of 104 to 116.75 with a weighted average price of 113.99. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $84. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices are steady, with moderate demand for heifer offerings at $62 to $74. Barrows and gilts are $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $62 to $72. And pork values are lower, down 35 cents at midday at $119.17. Loins, picnics, and bellies were higher. Butts, ribs, and hams are sharply lower. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tipstock Auction Realty. Reminder, we have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin. Online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans are back to lower on fund and technical selling. The USDA's national crop condition rating dipped, but it is steady with last year, and development's close to average. Forecasts into early August generally look hot in some key growing areas, but with rain in much of the region. August beans are down 4 3/4 at 10.12 1/4. September's 3 3/4 lower at 10.06 3/4. August bean meal's up $2 at $272.50. August bean oil's down 47 points at $55.60. Corn's lower. The national corn rating held. More than half of the crop silking, and weather looks mostly favorable. 55% of Brazil's second crop is harvested. September corn's 3 3/4 lower at 4. December's down 3.5 at 4.18 3/4. And wheat's up on short covering and technical buying, along with help from a lower move in the dollar index today. The USDA's spring wheat rating dipped, but forecasts over the next couple of weeks to have rain for parts of the region. Winter wheat harvest remains just ahead of average. September Chicago's 6 1/4 higher at 5.48 1/2. September Kansas City's up 6 3/4 at 5.32 1/2. September Minneapolis is 6.5 higher at 5.93. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are up ahead of this week's direct business. No bids, no asking prices yet. August live's down 5 at 225.17. October's 42 lower at 221.20. August feeders are up 57 at 328.17. And hogs are mixed on the lower midday pork against the steady to higher cash business. August live's up 37 at 107.72 and October's down 47 at 90.50. Crude oil's down a little over a dollar. The Dow's up about 90 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The Blue River Farmers Market is happening this afternoon from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Blue River Park, and you don't want to miss it. Stop by for fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, artisan crafts, candles, jewelry, natural products, jams and jellies, cotton candy, and unique gifts galore. Bring the whole family for an evening of small-town charm and big-time fun. Want to join the fun as a vendor next time? Reach out to the Friends of Blue River on Facebook. The Blue River Farmers Market. We'll see you at the park.
What is a pulse? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A pulse is a subgroup of legumes that are distinctly different from crops that are harvested green, like green peas or green beans, or used for oil extraction, like soybeans or peanuts. So, what are they? Tim McGreevy, CEO of USA Pulses, explains.
They are part of the legume family. Pulses are the dried seeds in these pods specific to dry beans, peas, lentils, and chickpeas.
So how did they get their name? He tells Brownfield.
And the word pulse itself kind of has an interesting history to it. Look up your Latin words for pulse, P-U-L-S, where this word actually originated. It means thick soup. When the Romans were conquering the world, they would have their, you know, rice, or they'll have their beans or lentils or peas in their little backpacks, right? And they could travel long distances because they had a good, great vegetable protein with rice or wheat, for example, right? We complement each other, make a complete vegetable protein.
And that's a little bit of history about the pulse. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This August, Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join us at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos with Mad Dog and Merrill, and a performance from the Peterson Farm Brothers. We're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
This ABC News update is brought to you by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship.